What about you? Discovered anything yet?
I'm not sure, said Jasmine. She had retrieved the flattened remains of three dead creatures and was now using the notice board on her lap as a makeshift dissecting table. Well, strictly speaking, she was poking at them with a biro, but that was the best she could do in the circumstances. English might be Jasmine's weakest subject, but biology, supposedly, was her strongest. Examining the creatures seemed a sensible next step, might give her an idea of what they were up against. So far, all she had managed to do was disgust herself. Each spider thing was about 20 centimetres across. Instead of eight legs, though, weirdly, they had five. Four long ones on one side of their wide, flattened bodies, and only one, a thicker one, on the other. Also, apart from a thin band of red at the joints of each of their legs, they were almost transparent, like jellyfish. The creatures were nearly as unpleasant dead as they had been alive. They gave off a faint, fishy smell, and they were sticky to touch. There was something deeply wrong about their see-through legs and the little strips of blood at their joints. Jasmine was not squeamish, but the rubbery way the creature's flesh resisted the push of her pen made her gorge rise. None of this was visible to anyone else. To Ben, Jasmine seemed as unfazed as if she dissected monsters every day of the week. "What have you found?" he asked, even more impressed by Jasmine than he had been before. "What are these things? Where do they come from?"
"I honestly don't know," she admitted.
"These animals, they're not like anything I've seen before."
Ben looked at her.
"What makes you say that?" he asked.
"Well, for one thing," Jasmine grimaced, "it looks like they don't have any orifices."